This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. By now, you are no doubt familiar with the news that several West African countries are suffering from an outbreak of the potentially deadly Ebola virus. That awareness, depending on how you react to media coverage of the epidemic, may have morphed to concern, anxiety, or hopefully not panic after a man in Dallas came down with the virus following his travels to Liberia and back to the U.S. Dr. Kemper Alston is an infectious disease physician and the medical director of infection prevention at Fletcher Allen Healthcare. In a recent blog post, he laid out what Vermonters need to know about Ebola. And Dr. Alston joins us now on the line to tell us more. Thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning.
Now, Ebola is not a new virus. People have died from this before. But what is behind this most recent big outbreak?
This is unique just because of its sheer size and magnitude, whereas prior outbreaks had generally been in very rural areas, neighboring rainforests. This has been an urban outbreak, and therefore the potential for transmission has been greater. But as you alluded to, this is not some new infection for which there's a tremendous amount of unknown factors. This is, you know, a well-known entity that's been around since the 1970s, but this one's bigger and this one's urban.
One thing that seems confusing about Ebola is the way that doctors go about treating it. I mean, really, what is the procedure for treating someone who has come down with Ebola?
Well, the problem is there, well, as for many viruses, there's no specific treatment and there's no specific vaccine. And I think there will be, you know, probably in the next year or two, but at the current time, there's not. So the treatment that's provided is really just supportive care, fluids, electrolytes, temperature control, oxygen. It's really just very basic supportive care. And it'll be interesting to see how people do and how they survive in American hospitals as compared to those facilities in Africa where the resources are just so strictly limited. The images that everyone sees on the television, on the nightly news that are so concerning with these spacesuits the providers are wearing, that's really to prevent transmission to them. That has no bearing on treatment of the patient.
Dr. Alston, let's talk a little bit more about transmission. I think that's the thing that scares people the most. And from what we've heard, it is not that easy to actually catch Ebola from someone else.
Right, and I think that it's important to remember that for the public that this is not airborne. You have to have direct hands-on contact with their bodily fluids, blood, saliva, tears, sweat, urine, and those things have to get onto your body, into your nose, into your mouth, into your eyes, into your skin. You know, passing someone on the street, entering the room they're in, sitting on a bus with them, you're not going to contract Ebola.
What is Fletcher Allen doing to make sure the staff is aware of the possibility of an Ebola patient there?
Well, we're assuming that, you know, I mean, operating under the assumption that we'll get somebody. We might get someone who unexpectedly who shows up with a fever who's traveled to those countries, or we might get a U.S. healthcare worker who's returning ill after volunteering in West Africa. We're operating on the assumption that this outbreak's not going to end anytime soon, and we have to be ready to deal with it. So we're having regular meetings. And again, there isn't huge, big, high technology, high cost interventions that we would need to provide. It would really be the simple things: gowns, gloves, face shields, surgical masks, private rooms, you know, but we have to do it meticulously well. Those plans will evolve as news from West Africa evolves.
I wonder if then folks at Fletcher Allen are asking people about travel.
We're talking this week about instituting systematic screening for fever and travel for all of our emergency room visits, and that would then probably spread to all our primary care visits. We haven't done that as yet because we haven't thought that the risk justified that, but after what happened in Dallas where they missed the travel history or the travel history apparently wasn't communicated very well, we're actively talking, and we'll probably institute screening all of our emergency room visits with a fever to see if they've traveled to West Africa within 21 days. Some people are asking about travel that they took months or years ago. Obviously, that would be irrelevant. Usually, people get sick within 7 to 10 days, but the longest possible is 21 days. So you just have to be concerned about travel to just those three countries just within 21 days. And so we think for Vermonters, that would obviously narrow it down.
What are those three countries you just mentioned?
Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. Senegal and Nigeria have had a few travel-related cases. Now the United States has had a travel-related case, and there's been a small outbreak of a different strain of Ebola in the Congo. But for this outbreak, what we're concerned about is Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone.
Dr. Alston, we became aware of your blog post about this, and this is why we wanted to talk to you. And I wonder if what prompted that was what you've been seeing and hearing like everyone else, the intense media coverage of this outbreak. And what is your opinion of that media coverage?
I think illuminating a huge public health problem like this is always a good thing. On the other hand, the price you pay for that is, and we've seen that among our employees here and the questions we get from the community, is there's a lot of anxiety. I heard last week someone was scared to travel to Dallas. You know, you have to overcome and be realistic about this. I think the real issue is for the healthcare system within Fletcher Allen if we had to care for a patient like this, and we just have to make sure we have the processes in place. Obviously, for the average Vermonter in the community, this poses absolutely no risk.
Now, there's a big conference coming this week of infectious disease specialists.
Yep.
I wonder if you'll be attending and how big a topic Ebola will be.
Yeah, I'm going. It's in Philadelphia. I think it's going to be a big distraction because, you know, obviously that meeting talks about all infectious disease topics all around the world, but I think everyone's going to want to talk about this and what's going on at their institution at home. So I think it's going to be a distraction, but I think on the other hand, I'm sure the agenda and the topics will be adjusted to address this in greater detail.
Dr. Kemper Alston is an infectious disease physician and medical director of infection prevention at Fletcher Allen Healthcare. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.